let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Host Danny Milliken here. Anita Nelson's still with me because we forgot a very important thing, and that's your Labor Day awesome situation, awesome sale.
Yeah, we always have a BOGO sale.
BOGO, is that some kind of fancy plant?
Well, it's just the term that showed up in the last 5 to 6 years. It means buy one, get one.
Oh, right.
Sometimes it's buy one, get one 50% off. This time it's buy one, get one free.
Whoa.
So you buy one plant, you get the second plant of equal or lesser value free.
Of course.
And we did the plants this year because everybody's buying plants and everybody's gardening. So
right.
You have today, which is Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday.
Wow.
And then it's over. We're not offering that special sale, so head out this weekend.
So buy one, get one.
Right.
Sale.
And
awesome.
Even if you're not going to plant now, buy now and be ready when the cooler temperatures are. Just keep them watered, and you'll have the good bargain for your
garden. Well, thanks. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go, one last question to answer.
Ooh, okay.
Willie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there last Saturday from Pearland. Nancy was a wonderful helper.
Oh, yes, Nancy. We love Nancy.
And a couple of tips. You gave get a moisture meter. It just gives you information.
Absolutely.
I mean, you see something is wet. But anyway, my issue is chinch bugs, sodworm, worldworms, fungus. I mean, when I first see something, how do you know? Because, I mean, we have to wait till everything is brown and then take action.
Well, you know, Willie, it's funny you ask that because just last week with Lanny Linderman, we did a big breakdown. Took about 20 minutes to really highlight the visual differences between those three problems. And
okay.
So just real quick, sod webworm doesn't eat every single blade of grass, but they start at the top. They're like grazers. Chinch bugs work underneath, and so you get the whole area just dead. And then fungi has a little bit of color. So that's a very nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Anita,
mm-hmm.
You have kind of add-on?
Push the listen here button. Because that show should be up on the web now, right?
Yeah, right now This show's playing.
Yes.
But you also have a podcast, mm-hmm. Listen Now button.
Yes.
But the show with Danny Linderman from mm-hmm. last week.
Yeah,
I was at your place, man, at that time. I got out the truck just as Houston. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we definitely have that stored and ready to go. And man, we kind of really dug into mm-hmm. that. And it is very helpful to kind of know what they sort of look like right when they start. So. Yeah.
And then the guy said I could bring it to South. I'm actually closer to Southwest Fertilizer than to y'all. I'm in Pearland, but maybe I can just. And then when you do that, I mean, you don't want to infect the whole people's place, do you?
No, it can't. That can't happen. Don't worry about that.
Okay, how do you do something?
Well, I mean, I would just put in a big plastic bag or paper bag. I mean, I would, but also wouldn't worry about infesting the place. The chinch bugs aren't going to take over inside the building. It's not.
Well, there aren't any plants around Southwest Fertilizer anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no place for them to go.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And Joe, I might do that BOGO. Get that one. I might head back to Nelson.
Heck yeah. Hey, well, thanks. Willie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really interesting kind of helpful thing. So on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast, Home Show Garden Pros, and it's just last week's with Danny Linderman. Anita, thanks for being on. Great job
thanks,
as always.
Danny. I'm looking forward to listening to Sherry,
she
of my favorites.
She is so wonderful. And so, yeah, she'll be joining us.
Uh-huh.
She's here now, but I just want to make sure we got your conversation in. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements in minerals, craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. Fall is just around the corner, and new arrivals of fall veggies, seasonal color like petunias, dianthus, mums, and much more are rolling into both our Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens locations. Check out our awesome array of succulents, tillandsias, and hard-to-find houseplants in the WSG greenhouse and tropical room. Our beautiful selection of unique pottery and planters are great additions to your landscape, porch, or patio plantings. Fall is the best time to plant a new shade tree or blooming shrub. Warren's has a fantastic selection of fall and winter blooming camellias and shade trees and Japanese maples. Also in stock, hard-to-find plumeria varieties and showy bougainvillea. Fall seed is now in stock, and fall bulbs such as amaryllis and paper whites are coming soon. Now is a great time to freshen up your garden beds, and our heirloom soils of Texas leaf mold compost and garden bed mix is perfect for amending your veggie and flower beds. Check out our Facebook and Instagram page for new arrivals, gardening advice, and much more. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive. See you in the garden. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
281-496-5711. Sherry Hara here from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Big news, everybody. Birthday girl.
I'm a year older.
Yesterday today. You're older today. Whoa, man, it's like a time warp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yesterday was your what, 24th birthday?
24th for about 15 times.
26th birthday. So she is here. She came in on her holiday weekend.
Yes.
To celebrate with us. Double whammy. You're starting with a birthday, ending with Labor Day.
Right.
Nothing but relaxation in the middle, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, two teenage daughters.
And a business.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So, but she's here to answer your gardening question.
Yes, I am.
Please do wish her happy birthday if you call in. And we'll actually, Carrie, you're here. Thanks for calling back, man. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you. About 4 weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago, I called in about a lawn problem. I've got orange or dead grass spots. They just kind of meander around my front lawn and my backyard. There's no particular pattern. You suggested possibly chinch bugs. I bought some, sprayed it. It hasn't gotten any bigger, but it hadn't gone away. And I was contemplating spraying it a second time, although I don't really see any, enlarged growth or anything. So here I am again.
Yeah, so this is the thing. It's really hard to diagnose without seeing. So if there's a way you can send a picture in to Home Show Garden Pros or go to one of the Home Show nurseries and take pictures, that would really help to get eyes on it.
Sure. We have preference of place to send them.
Where do you live?
Navasota.
Well,
it's St. Augustine grass. It's about a 14 months. The lawn is fairly new, about 14 months old.
Carrie, did I hear you say the word orange, like you had color change?
No, it's the same color. It just looks orange when I'm looking at it in the early, and when the sun's coming up. It looks orange.
But it's meandering. And you didn't take out a tree. That was right. There was no tree removed where it might be some decaying roots in there. I'm always going to lean towards compaction, but like really building up soil health. And so spraying for the problem usually doesn't, it'll short-term solve the problem, but it won't give you a long-term solution where soil health will. And so, I mean, Cherry kind of really knows all about that and has seen a lot of recovery happen in lawns. But the meandering, we're not talking about like lines. We're talking about a moving patch.
It's not so much moving, is it? Just it's all just there. It's not growing. It's not diminishing. And I'm out here in the front yard looking at it now. It does look orange, but it's just dead grass.
So this is what I would do if I were you, since Plants for All Seasons is the closest nursery to you. But call the nursery and ask for my cell phone number.
Okay.
Send me a picture, and I will tell you exactly what's going on.
I will do that. And you want just one picture or two? I took pictures when this happened about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'll take some new ones. And
that would be great. So stand back. I want to see the overall, and then up close, and then where it goes from good to bad.
Okay. So
okay.
About 4 or 5.
Yep. But just call the nursery, Plants for All Seasons. And do you want the number?
I'll look it up and get your cell phone number, and then I'll get you the pictures this morning.
Yep. Just say I need Sherry's number.
I'm sorry?
Just tell them you need Sherry's phone number.
Sherry's phone number.
You
I'll
got
ask
it.
For that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, she's battling with something.
It's just so hard to diagnose without seeing. It's like me diagnosing your skin rash without seeing you.
We agreed you weren't going to bring that up on the air. Oh, man. Now everyone knows about my skin rash. No, I don't currently have a skin rash, although I get poison ivy really easily.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but you know, chinch bugs, if it's a dry, dry space, that's maybe where we got chinch bugs, if that was a thing, but.
Yeah, and I've seen sod webworms kind of take it down in little spots, and gray leaf spot takes it down in little spots, so we'll let you know what the problem is whenever I get those pictures.
And you know, my advice is compost
it.
Top dress, yeah. Rub some compost on it.
Because even if we figure out what it is, you're going to have to repair it
with
some compost,
right.
So.
Yeah, if it requires kind of a damaging spray, you want to repair it.
Which I'll be doing in my yard today.
Doing a spray for what?
Not spray, compost.
Oh, gotcha. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's my weekly. I always add compost.
Oh, really? Just like spot by spot?
Yeah.
Do you make a grid?
No.
I know that's like nerd alert on my
part. No, I do section by section every year, but I'm battling dove weed because my saltwater pool, like when it overflows in the front yard where the drain is.
Cannonball.
I do have a little dove weed. I'm not immune to it.
But I see what you're saying. So you get the stress from the salt pool.
Yeah.
Chloramine pool does it worse than a salt pool does. But and then you see a little dove weed.
See the dove weed come in, so I try to remediate the issue. Tie up the salts.
Yeah. I get a lot of pictures of what is this?
Yes. Well, because it's kind of newer to our area.
Right.
Since Hurricane Ike. And then we have Harvey and 2 very wet years. So it's just love and life now.
Yeah. Now, if I could do a lawn with just dove weed, I would not be opposed to that. Yeah.
Until December, January.
Sure. Yeah.
If we have winter.
Yeah. Then just mulch the whole thing.
And it blooms. It's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. No, you're right. I guess it does go dormant. So maybe that's not that great.
Yeah.
Well, that's so we actually never got to our email question of the week.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So the email question of the week, if you want to kind of give us a question via, like kind of, she was talking about sharing a picture, either Facebook or our home show, gardenpros.com, there's an Ask a Pro button. So the question is, I have a row of boxwoods and I'm slowly losing some of them. I've dug down. It does not look like they're getting too much water. Do you know what it could be? Picture attached.
Mm-hmm.
The picture dad shows his branches dying. You've seen it.
We see
times.
A ton of it. It's very bad right now.
Well, let's. What is it, and what does Christopher do?
Okay, so there's 2 different types of Phytophthora. Which they also call cotton root rot. There's an aerial version too. So we've got to kind of figure out which one it is, and does it really matter which one it is? Yes and no. So you can. Always start with the root rot issue, right? So we want to rebuild and colonize that root system with beneficial microbes. And so how you would do that would be pull your mulch back, put a little layer of compost down, and then you can kind of add to it with any of the MicroLife products are going to have the good microbes in it.
Gotcha.
Or some of the Fox Farm drenches. They have a root drench that's really beneficial.
For that.
And it has just tons of little microbes.
Awesome.
So that sometimes it's too far gone. I mean, there's cases where it's like there's no saving that.
Right.
But if you have little branches dying back, I think we can get to it. And what it is when we're really wet and have compacted soils for months on end,
right,
everything looks great. And then all of a sudden we get really hot and dry and you start seeing the damage from what the root rot did when it was wet.
Yeah.
So you dig down and you're like, everything looks good right now. But the plant's really showing the effects of the rotten roots from when we were wet and compacted.
Yeah, it's not happening right now.
Right.
But you probably still have the bad...
That's why fungicides aren't typically effective.
Right.
Because you're treating after the fact. Now, if you knew what was happening at to that root system when it was happening, you could use a fungicide. But we don't know that, right? Until we start to see the browning.
And that's just not the kind of thing that you can be preemptive on because it can hurt the soil life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always a build the soil when I see that.
Yeah. And with your boxwoods are sensitive to root rot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that would mean that people should water them less, especially in wet times.
Yeah.
Or all the time.
Maybe. Yeah. But we usually react. We see a brown leaf and we go, oh, let me water it more. And that's just human nature. That's what we do.
You know, we did that OBA kind of organic certificate deal. And the question, everybody did great on the test. So far, we got passes, 100% passes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually kind of in the 90s on everybody's grade. But the question that the number one question people got wrong is it better to water a small amount regularly or deeply kind of...
Infrequently.
Infrequently, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that literally, it was a true or false question.
Let me answer it and see if I get it right.
Yeah, okay.
Infrequently and deeper.
Yes.
Okay,
and
good.
We're specifically focused on roots as well.
Okay.
And
so I just passed.
You just passed. Yay. You're one for one. We'll just roll these out. I'll give you all the hard ones. But it just people, even after like a training where we focus on it pretty severely, this idea of lots of light watering is just so sunk into people's brains or soaked in, if you will.
And professionals give you bad information sometimes,
sure.
Because I hear sprinkler people. My sprinkler person told me to water 5 minutes twice a day, every day. What's that? It sounds like a lot.
Is your sprinkler person trying to grow weed seeds? Is that like their goal? All right. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep on answering your gardening questions after a quick break. We're Home Show Garden Pros.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Brown patch? Better get Rev.
Rev, the solution for stressed out plants. Fast-acting Rev is an organic growth stimulant, reducing stress damage, improving root mass. Get healthier, faster-growing plants and grasses. Get Rev, a secret weapon for elite golf courses, now available for your lawn and garden. Easy to use. Just add water and spray. Dakota Rev, all-natural plant stimulant.
Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Warren Southern Gardens, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, or online at organicrev.com.
Protect your roots. Keeping soil moist with a gentle, consistent water flow soaking down 4 inches makes your roots happy. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Got Sherry Hara here playing the keyboard. Doing a great job on Home Show Garden Pros. That was live. She was there.
Yes. You didn't know I was so talented.
No, we knew. We absolutely knew. You even kind of have a piano dress on.
I look like I do, huh?
Yeah, it's fun. What a theme. Birthday girl is here today, Sherry Hara. Birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
So very exciting to have you in, bright and early.
After my birthday.
After your birthday. And we're just, we're here to answer gardening questions, which I know is one of your favorite things to do.
That's what I do all day long, every day.
Yeah,
it is my favorite thing.
It's good that you like it. Then.
People, and it's funny because people are like, I don't mean to bother you on your day off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go for it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I don't mind at all.
No, I mean, I think that we're the same in that it's like, this is a passion.
That's what I do. It's like somebody asking my husband about a bike part. Like,
he
loves that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, on my day off, a bike part?
Yeah.
No, it never happened. So anyway, we are lucky to have turned a passion, a hobby, and have it also be related to our profession. So
yeah.
Answering your gardening questions, 281-496-5711. I'm going to say it just again real quick. 281-496-5711. Trish, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hi. Hey. I've got a problem. I have a neighbor. God bless him. he does whatever he can, you know, to, you know, maintain his yard. But there's a certain patch of grass, you know, that is on my property that he mowed over with his mower, and his mower is calibrated too low, and it practically scalped the grass. And that, in this heat, it's going to kill it. And so, may I understand it now, I just want to make sure I have this right before I talk to him, because, you know, he's going to be killing my grass, too. But I just needed to make sure I got that right, that they should be, or the lawnmower blades should be adjusted so it doesn't cut the grass so low.
Absolutely.
You know, during the summer.
Are you dealing with St. Augustine?
Yes.
Yes, especially St. Augustine. Other grasses, it's beneficial to go lower, but St. Augustine, you do want to have your mower at least 2.5 to 3 inches. That's how high I mow mine. I mean, you could do a little bit lower and have success, but it's just more healthy for the grass if you go higher.
Okay.
I will say that I think 2.5 is probably the bottom of St. Augustine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a decent height. It'll survive.
If you start going shorter, you'll get more weeds in there.
Yeah,
so.
And it's just like the more you get out of the range of good, you just have to do more.
Yeah.
You have to do more care.
So that area in your yard where he scalped it, if you put a little compost on it, it'll flush back out.
Okay. Also, I was thinking about keeping it well-watered to, you know, help it through the heat and shock.
Well, thank God we only have about one more week of that.
Yeah, I would maybe put a little water on it, but your best bet is to, you know, rub some compost on there.
Yeah, put compost, water it in, sit tight. We will be cool off here soon.
And the compost with a little water will actually encourage the roots to hold it, and the compost will keep the water in place a little bit better. So, Trish, I think getting a little bag of compost and just raking some around that area, you'll see a flush happen so fast.
Okay, good. All right. And anyway, I'm just going to advise him not to cut the grass so short.
Yeah.
And I'll just ask him not to do that.
Responsible professionals will just say, like, your highest mower setting on St. Augustine. Because the home mower, most home mowers' highest setting is 3.5 inches. And
okay.
So that's, like, a really great place. And you can kind of, you know, that's kind of the average spot in my mind. You go up or down, you know, up or down a half inch or inch, and you're still in a good zone. But just, you know, tell me.
So 3.5 inches.
Yeah, that's like the average spot. So just say 3.5 inches. But if you want to go a little lower, that's okay too. But man, that money spot is 3.5.
Okay, good. All right. I just want to make sure I knew what I was talking about before I said anything. But it practically hit, you know, all the way down to the ground, and there's just very little. An excuse for blade left, bottom line.
You know, it's funny because a lot of folks, I think, they're like, I'll get to mow less if I mow low. And it's just not true because the grass still grows. So it's just like, you know, if you don't, whatever height you're mowing at, you still have to mow weekly, basically.
All right. And it looks terrible.
sure.
Okay. Anyway, all right, thank you. And you guys have a blessed weekend and happy birthday.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Take care.
That's awesome. Thanks, Trish, for the call. And definitely understand, way to be a good neighbor and try to do some education. So 281-496-5711. Sherry and I have a fun conversation to have about maybe making your, for the new gardeners, making life a little bit easier when you're coming to your gardening space. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Made of Plants in the Heights. Just like you, we are ready for fall to be here. Fall is the perfect time to plant trees, and we've got a great selection of shade trees and native trees. Looking for some color in the winter? Camellias just arrived. We have a great selection of cool weather blooming shrubs. We're fully stocked on soil and compost for that new raised bed you're planning, and we've got the vegetables to fill it. Are you still battling sod webworm? We are stocked on BT spray. It's organic and safe for kids and pets. If sod webworms aren't the issue, bring in some pictures. We'll figure it out together and get you the right remedy for your yard. Buchanan's Native Plants is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Starting today, our hours change. We'll be open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Give us a call at 713-861-5702 and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
Good work, Zach. 281-496-5711. Okay, Sherry.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain a conceptual strategy.
Okay.
So, a lot of new gardeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're now
lots of new gardeners. Yes.
Yeah. They're in
everybody's
it now
home mm-hmm.
for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about how people get intimidated because there's so much information.
Yes.
And so you go to different places and it's like, oh, you maybe like do a garden with all white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking of like a theme for your garden,
mm-hmm.
but instead of really focusing on like color types or height or whatever, really focusing on like plant needs.
Mm-hmm. Grouping as to what?
By plant needs. And so your health approach can be the same, not per plant,
mm-hmm.
but per landscape.
Sure. Okay.
So, like a
more holistic approach to landscaping.
With a W, holistic. but that's exactly right. So it's like, let's say that you don't like watering very much
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to do a ton of soil remediation or soil improvement, maybe natives,
mm-hmm.
Our area natives are the plants for you.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you check out Katy Perry, their Katy Perry Association, Katy Perry.
I thought you said Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Catch out Katy Perry. She loves native plants for our area. No, Katy Perry has this nine natives thing
uh-huh.
and a lot more than nine plants, but they can really give you a lot of plants that are going to grow great in your landscape with
uh-huh.
not a lot of fuss.
Okay.
Or if you love azaleas,
mm-hmm.
maybe you, or roses, you craft the whole landscape around acid.
Okay.
So what do you,
yeah. I think that's great. Starting to get people to think about what's the right plant for the right spot for.
Sure.
Their needs, which is very important when landscaping.
Absolutely.
Another thing to think about is light needs.
Yes.
If you live out in the Katy Prairie, you probably don't have very good shade.
That's probably very true.
So azaleas might not be the best thing for you. So thinking that way too, and getting people to start just things that we come across. Know which direction your house faces.
That is a huge
I know
one.
That sounds silly, but
no.
People go, well, the sun goes over my house. Well, it goes over everybody's house in Houston, right?
Here's how the planet works.
Yeah. So north, south, east, and west is kind of important.
Especially north.
Yeah.
It's
My front yard faces north, and it's hard getting color besides azaleas
right.
up in the front.
Yeah, for sure.
Up against the house, right?
It's almost like that shade sort of planning is... you bring in foliar color.
Yes.
You know?
I had to get creative with foliage. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but there's other, I mean, like a tropical feel, mm-hmm. But there's some plants that are aridy plants that like have a tropical look.
Yes.
Or arid plants are another one. It's like maybe do the whole, that way you're using one soil type, one approach. Mm-hmm. So, just kind of a concept. Mm-hmm. And then we think about kind of our warming climate a little bit and our reduced freezes. We've had this trend the last 30 years in Houston.
So we can do more tropical.
Yeah, maybe more tropical stuff.
So think a little bit more outside the box.
Yeah, just all of these will have outside the box fringes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like don't do your azaleas next to your prairie grasses because they have different soil needs.
Different water needs and soil needs.
Right, yeah. Don't do your cactus surrounded by ginger.
Yeah.
It's probably a bad move.
You know? Yes, and I did my ginger and my hydrangeas close together, and I find that ginger likes a moist soil, but hydrangea likes a really wet soil.
Right, right.
So even people like me who have been doing this for a lifetime,
yeah,
still have to experiment and try things. And
that's so funny because like ginger is like rainforest plant.
Yes,
but rainforest plant soil flows through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where like hydrangea is a clay forest.
I could probably stand there with a water hose, and it's just not enough.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's interesting because it's like we think, oh, rainforest, lots of water.
Uh-huh.
No.
Regular water, but very well-drained.
Yeah, well-drained. Mm. It's like mountainside, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
Well-drained. So anyway.
And maybe, how does the rainforest drain so well?
Because the soil's porous?
Because the soil. Compost, right?
Yeah. Because they have lots of compost. They're always, the trees are always composting.
Composting.
That's so true. The trees are like, let's rub some compost on it.
Yeah.
But that is also our favorite approach.
Yes.
So it's just a concept. You have questions about this, Facebook, Home Show Garden Pros. Maybe you start with like your premier favorite plant, mm-hmm. and then you kind of build from there.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to help. We're happy to help kind of like help you make the palette.
Yeah, because we are like constantly talking about soil and problems, but plant selection we don't really touch on. Which
yeah.
There's so many beautiful plants to plant in Houston. We're
so
pretty
many.
Lucky here.
Well, we always love it when someone's like, hey, give me an idea for some great small shade trees. We're like,
yeah.
Yes, sir, right away, right here. Yeah. So, okay, great. Okay, thanks for helping me kind of get that concept out there. It's something I want you to think about, something I want you to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, just don't go find the cheapest plant and go, oh, I'm going to put that there. I mean, I see people all the time and I just want to go help them.
Yes, right.
Like, really?
Right.
Are you going to put an azalea from one end to the other of your full sun yard? But, you know, before you waste your money on it, let's get the right plant.
Because that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, this Labor Day weekend, we are Home Show Garden Pros. Davis will definitely be hitching up right after this break. 281-496-5711. We'll be right back.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer. Step back and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Got mulch? Mulch does double duty, retaining moisture, protecting your garden from the sun. Your plants will say thank you very much. Sorry. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions. We're going to keep that ball rolling. On the phone is John Ferguson, the maestro up at Nature's Way Resources. Hi, John.
Good morning, Danny. How you doing, sir?
I am doing good. We want to talk fall gardening.
Well, let's go for it.
I think of soil improvements, especially on some of the high-feeding plants. So what's a high-feeding plant that you you think of that people maybe are focused on in the fall?
Roses. They usually have a
yes.
good big fall season, so yeah, and they're heavy feeders.
Mm. Well, then that's a double whammy for what we want. So what's your best advice for roses?
Well, we actually have a rose soil that was designed by the Houston Rose Society, tested all over the region that they endorse. And this fall, we're going to have a new version of it where we've actually are making what we call an enhanced compost. We start with our leaf mold compost, and we're adding extra nutrient-rich meals like corn, fish, cottonseed, molasses, humates, guano, green sand, you know, basalt sand, and recomposting everything together, then using that enhanced compost in the rose soil to make it a very high-quality soil. Most companies don't put compost in their rose soil. Ours already has it in it, so you don't have to buy two products. It's ready to use.
That is awesome. Yeah, all of that. Well, mix the rose soil with some compost. No. The good stuff, John Ferguson stuff, Nature's Way Reese stuff, it has it. So, John, thanks for the great information.
All right, Danny, you have a great day.
Definitely having a great day, John. Thank you so much. 281-496-5711. And as mentioned, Davis, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys, thank you. I have a color issue with my lawn. I put down nitro, phos, 19, 4, and 10 maybe about 4 months ago. And I'm just frustrated with the color. I don't have any weeds or anything in my sunflower stained grass.
Mm-hmm.
I like green. I like to see more green, right? And I'm retired now, so I hand water daily. Well, not daily, but I hand water when I test my soil and I think it's dry.
Okay.
So that's not my issue. My issue is color, and I'm just frustrated. And when I do apply my fertilizer, I do it by hand because I think the spreader puts down too much. Y'all can correct me if you want. And I had two big pine trees in my yard, and I cut them down. And so I'm thinking my lawn is not used to me being so nice to it now. What do you guys think?
I think if it's you have a nice thick stand of turf, but it's just a weaker color, there's probably compaction going on. And so Carrie, who called before that sent me pictures to my cell phone, that's what I'm coaching him on right now. It looks like compaction and a little bit of a heat stress or a heat response. So where it's just kind of weak looking. So we need to do things that are, and it could even be some kind of a mineral or nutrient deficiency. So we need to put good things back in the soil, like MicroLife Humates Plus would be a great thing to add to your regimen. That'll even help that fertilizer that you're putting down to work more efficiently.
You said MicroLife Plus.
Humates Plus. So that'll fix any mineral deficiency.
Is that a fertilizer? Is it a grain fertilizer?
It's a granule and it's an amendment. So you'll still need to fertilize occasionally, but it's going to help unlock that soil a little bit.
Okay. So what about the 19, 4, and 10 super turf fertilizer that I'm using? What's your take on that?
That's a high salt based fertilizer, and not that I am opposed to it, but it's not working for you. So we need to switch it up. I would probably switch to something more like either the MicroLife Ultimate or the MicroLife Hybrid.
Okay.
Sherry, what have you put down that has made you see the darkest green in a lawn? Like when you put it down, the lawn is lush, darker green. What's like that you've seen?
The Humates Plus.
Yeah.
And it doesn't Humates have Plus. Any nitrogen in it. But what it does to the soil, it helps everything break down and adds to the mineral content.
Right.
And I get a really good flush out of it.
So where do I go and get this from?
Where do you live?
I'm Cypress, right below Tomball for Louetta. Oh. And
yep. Plants for All Seasons. Yeah. That's where I work.
Yeah, I can walk there.
We're, Plants for All Seasons.
You know where Home Depot is on 249?
Yeah. I, that's where I purchased the 19, 4, 10 from.
Yep. Yeah. So go get that and put that out. And if you wanted to really take it up a notch, buy a bottle of either the Ocean Forest or the Molasses. I'm sorry, Ocean Harvest by Michael.
Okay.
And water it in with that. Since you're retired, you'll get a lot of joy out of putting something good in the grass.
Yeah, you're gonna like liquid fertilizing, Davis. It's like a really fun thing.
Yeah. You're right. But I just hadn't been. That's why I'm calling.
And as far as the spreader versus hand, I really like to do a push spreader. And if you get your, if you can understand how far the bag goes and get your setting right, it's going to put out the right amount. And you're not going to have to worry about burning when you're using the MicroLife products. When you use the Super Turf, you could put it on too heavy and do some burning.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to see somebody up there today then.
Well, go talk to Cody. That's my little brother.
Oh, Cody. Okay. Hey, appreciate you guys.
You bet. Thank you, Davis. Bye-bye.
And, Davis, we are going to just encourage you like we encourage anybody else is if you want to really up your gardening game, your lawn game, the people that can help you are people like Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. They are our co-op members, Buchanan's Native Plants, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center, you know, Plants for All Seasons right there on 249. Like, these are the places that can give you great advice. They want to sell you something, but they want to sell you something that works so that you're like, trust them because they're trustworthy. It's it is a change in maybe kind of tactical decision making. So anyway, Davis, really appreciate that call. And a lot of us have had that same problem. It's like, man, why isn't this making my grass greener? You know, I've like followed this protocol and it's like not working.
Yeah. And those synthetic fertilizers, you know, like I said, I'm not opposed to them.
Right.
Occasionally, but if they're not giving you the results that you need, that nice, dark, rich green, we need to switch it up.
Right. And it's true. Like I didn't know what you were going to say about what is, you've seen it actually become much greener.
Yeah.
Like darker green.
Darker green.
But it's the same. I have the same answer.
You and it's a 004, and right. It just gives you that nice, pretty.
Yeah, just another shade.
Sorry, I love beautiful grass. Some people are just so opposed to grass.
Monoculture.
I love my grass.
Yep, awesome. 281-496-5711. Mark, we got you on the line. We're going to hold through this break, but you'll definitely be in next segment. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. ArborTrue Tree Service, science-based tree care.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So September 18th is a big day for the city of Houston because that is when the new Houston Botanic Garden is opening. If you know, we haven't had a botanic garden in Houston. We have Mercer, which is a really awesome kind of arboretum and botanic garden. And they, just like Houston Botanic Garden, beautiful spots. But these are plant museums. So they have this area called the Global Garden that's got kind of plants from all over the world. Just absolutely beautiful. But it opens September 18th. Pretty soon. I mean, that's 13 days. And so what they're doing is they actually have a donor who is matching dollar for dollar gifts until the 18th. So this is something you're excited about. You love gardening. You want more people to learn about it and get excited about it. You can do a donation and that'll literally be doubled. So, but if you just want to learn how to attend it, how to show up to it, hbg.org has all the details, hours, ticket prices, membership levels, their education stuff. I think this first weekend is going to be a couple really cool kind of lectures and classes that are happening. But man, what a beautiful mission, just getting people connected with plants, with the natural world. And so I'm so proud to know these people and see it. It is absolutely beautiful. If you follow us on Facebook, you've seen some pictures I've made. Just a beautiful spot. So, you know, put it on your calendar to show up there, you know, mid to late September, and also consider making a gift. It will be matched dollar for dollar. So you have now until the 18th to make those plans and those gifts. And check it all out, hbg.org. So really cool stuff. 281-496-5711. That was our weekly public service announcement.
And beautiful website. I just went to it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's like took a jump because it was like the future, and now it's like really.
It's happening.
It's happening, yeah.
How exciting.
So it's got another awesome resource in Houston for gardeners that want to like take their stuff to the next level. And I'm just so happy to be in great relationship with them.
And I think
them.
Houston needed that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes.
I think so too. Okay, Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Well, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I have to let you know that I'm calling on behalf of my significant other. For some reason, she is either bashful or nervous about calling in. Now, interestingly enough, she's not bashful about telling me what she thinks.
That's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's really strange how it works. And she's real interested in whether or not you could dedicate or focus one of your hours on container and raised bed gardening for folks who live in smaller or have smaller gardens or live in apartments or condos or townhouses, that you could talk about the types of containers. Excuse me. there's a frog in there somewhere. The size of the containers and how you convert sizes to gallons, maybe genetically dwarfed plants, that kind of concept where, as I say, you focus. Obviously, you have people to call in for other things, but you focus on container and raised bed gardening.
That sounds like a great topic because Danny and I are veggie garden kind of nerds. So, and I can grow a vegetable in any container. So, yeah, absolutely. Is that next week you're going to touch on that topic?
Yeah, I mean, Diane Bolnowski will be on 2 weeks next week, and this is a topic she would absolutely love, because container gardening. We recently wrote an article for Nature's Way Resources, their Lazy Gardener blog, about container gardening, specifically growing food in containers. There's a great Urban Harvest class called Small Space Gardening that you can also check out. But Mark, I love the idea. Next week we'll do a conversation about kind of small space gardening is what we're going to focus on. So
cool. Well, one of the other things you might consider is the HDHO, the High Density Home Orchard that Angela Chandler likes so much.
Yeah, I think that definitely is part of small space gardening. So it's
So you
have my own
that?
Take on that too. But yeah, we definitely can get there.
Yeah, I know that's a religious issue. So you are going to plan to do that for the next week's show?
Yeah, you know, we'll go ahead and trust it for the second hour, the 8 o'clock hour. Okay. That way, you people who like to sleep in can listen to it.
Well, I am one of those. She's not, so that's okay. So we need to make sure next week, the second hour at least, to be bright-eyed and whatever bushy-tailed means.
Right? There
that's
you
absolutely
go.
Right, and we will tackle small space gardening.
Great. Thank you very much.
Very
Wade,
nice.
Do you have any other questions, anything specific?
Well, look, I'm an old man. If you ask me if I have any other questions, you don't have time in the rest of this session to.
Yeah, it's like, what's the deal with grape it? Nuts? You know, okay, yeah. We're not covering that. Yeah.
You know, why are there no bones in ice cream? What kind of weird stuff like that?
So, yeah, that's a good question, actually.
Well, it's good that they're not.
Right. Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks very much. We'll be listening.
Thank
have
you, Mark.
A great day. Thank you.
So, you know, hey, we just got a first here, celebrating Sherry's birthday with a gift, a request of a topic coverage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I like to hear what people want to hear about.
Yeah, and I know Diane.
Because they might not just want to hear about what we want to talk about.
Right. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, we do want to know what's on your mind.
And, absolutely.
Sometimes, like, you know, what's on your mind is not just like, what do I do with this? It's
yes.
like, can we hear some more detail? And we love going into detail. We love teaching.
Yes, we
and
do.
Because we love learning.
Yes.
And so we're always doing that. I think that's one of the incredible things about having two people who know stuff is that we know we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great because we get to bounce off each other and we get to
kind of support
each other.
I mean, I learn stuff every single day.
Yeah, right.
When it comes to gardening and nature.
Right.
And there's so much to learn.
And I know that nature wants you to garden. So get out there and do it. After this quick break, we're going to talk about Plants for All Seasons and what's happening and what people will see when they get up there. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we kind of say over and over, is that we're just all about kind of solutions to your gardening problems. And one toolbox that we've got, one provider of tools, is Monterey Lawn and Garden. So they provide organic solutions and kind of a traditional commercial solutions, conventional solutions, for protecting your lawn and garden, for helping it do stuff. They have a product called, I think it's called Fish and Poop, or that might be my loving nickname for it.
It is called Fish and Poop.
Yeah, it's a back guano mixed with fish emulsion.
Yeah.
And it's this really, like, very serious pack of nutrients. And it's just a great thing. And it is soil food. And that's, you know, that's like on the list. I kind of bring that up as an example, just like they have this huge variety of solutions. So some of the ones that we kind of really talk about a lot are BT,
Sluggo,
Consam. And another one that's really cool is the Monterey Garden Insect Spray. And it's an organic solution, contains spinosad, so it's going to work against all bugs. But man, it comes in the RTU bottles, which is so convenient. Ready to use is what that means. So you got a little flea beetle problem on your eggplant. You can do a very fine mist on that with the spray bottle and kind of short-term solve your problem. You know, and then you can follow up with some fish and poop, and then long term solve your problem.
There you go.
So, what's the Monterey Lawn and Garden solution that you find yourself?
My most favorite product that they have is the Takedown Garden Spray.
Yeah, okay.
It's the canola oil and pyrethrin.
So,
because it's almost like anything, it'll treat for anything. Yeah. And so, same as the other product with the spinosad in it.
But it's so smart that they combine those two, is that canola oil gives so much stickiness to the pyrethrin, and so you get it to where it stays.
It stays there, and it's safe
that
to use.
It's like an incredible solution for leaf miner. You know what I mean? Like stickiness and staying power.
Yep, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah, we mentioned Consam because it's so great for sanitizing tools. Non-corrosive, actually does fungal problems too, which is really what spreads the most with tools.
Right.
Bacteria and virus can spread, but fungal problems can spread really easily from tools because you're immediately opening it up to that interior of the plant.
Right.
So Consam
20. It's a huge label on that. Vegetables, lawns, you know, if you're not sure, just put some Consam on it, right?
Well, that's not my strategy with it, but I do think it is a very, very valuable tool. So, Monterey Lawn and Garden, all the co-op members sell it. Really great stuff. So just pop in there, kind of be like, what are some great gardening solutions that I'm missing out on, you know? And Monterey Lawn and Garden has a solution. Really cool stuff. Their website's Monterey Lawn and Garden if you really want to learn more about their products, but, you know, when you pop into a Home and Garden Show location, they'll help you. So what's happening up at Plants for All Seasons?
So we're starting to transition into fall gardening. So, you know, we're going from our tomatoes and peppers into broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. All that stuff's coming in the next week with the cool front that is ahead of us.
Nice.
And we're doing that with the flowers as well, moving from more of the vinca to dianthus and petunias. Sure. And we will be getting our fruit trees in for fall planting. Our citrus selection is just amazing.
Awesome.
And yeah, so of course you can always come and get all the good answers from our Breezeway boys.
Do y'all have some bigger citrus right now?
So not really big right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Only because those sell so fast. Yes, at the in spring when the shutdown happened and all you could do was garden, we had some very new gardeners that thought bigger was better.
Right.
And so they just wiped us out, and a lot of the suppliers just don't have them.
No, well.
So that's something we are facing, just FYI, plant shortages.
Yeah.
We're seeing it with products. Anything in a spray bottle is hard to find right now.
Right, right.
And so we're starting to see it with plants a little bit too. So, but we're doing our best. Kelly does an amazing job of bringing the color in, loading it up. It looks beautiful right now.
Well, growing from seed when you can is so big. So
yeah. And our seed wall, you'd really die. It is gorgeous.
I need to get up there and see it because I love that seed wall.
Yes.
Well, Sherry, thanks for being here. Great job as always. Get on up to Plants for All Seasons if you got some time today, because it's worth the trip. So another Home Show Garden Pros in the books.
Great. Thank you.
Next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan, so that'll be fun also. Thank you guys for tuning in, and get out there and garden.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.